The headlines, the tabloids, the buzz. Joan Hamburg, where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
I've said that I probably see Lawrence O'Donnell, who is host of MSNBC's The Last Word, more than I see my own husband. It is a nightly occurrence. And not only is Lawrence O'Donnell a host, he was an Emmy Award-winning producer and writer for The West Wing. His recent book, Playing with Fire, the 96 election and the transformation of American politics, is a fascinating read, because how many of you out there keep saying, this is the darkest time we've ever had? Well, you have to read Playing with Fire. So, Lawrence, 68 and 2018, 17, 18, how do we even compare them?
Well, one is the point that you just referenced, which is that it was a much darker time in 1968. Now, it's been hard for me to convey that to my daughter, who, of course, wasn't around then, but I was a high school kid then, and everyone of my older brothers and their friends was worried about being shipped off to Vietnam to die in a war that they did not understand and were opposed to. And in 1968 alone, over 16,000 American lives were lost in Vietnam, and many, many more lives lost on the other side of the war in Vietnam. And so there wasn't a person who didn't feel in some way threatened by that war. If it wasn't you, it was your brother or your cousin or your boyfriend or your uncle. And so there was a fear. There was a very live fear of one's own life that was at stake at that time. This is a different kind of darkness, and this is a kind that we've never seen before. But the feeling, the gut feeling about it, is very, very similar to what we felt in 1968.
And, of course, the cast of characters and what went on there. Everything in the Democratic Party, the upheavals, the assassination of RFK, and Richard Nixon playing the game that he knew how to play better than almost anyone else.
Well, yeah, I mean, almost any event in the 1968 campaign would have been the biggest event in any other campaign. For example, Gene McCarthy goes up to New Hampshire and challenges the president of his own party in primaries. That had never happened before. A Democrat running against a Democratic president.
Turns on his own. Before.
Yeah, followed by Bobby Kennedy jumping in. Then you have the Martin Luther King assassination, which would have been the biggest event by far to impact a political campaign. But that's followed just weeks later by Bobby Kennedy's assassination, Lyndon Johnson, the sitting president, dropping out of his own reelection campaign, just giving up. Which is the reason why some people today wonder if Donald Trump, under certain kinds of pressures, might just give up on his own reelection campaign. The only reason people wonder that is we saw it happen once before.
I know, but do you wonder that?
Sure, I do. Absolutely. The Lyndon Johnson was a much, much tougher man, stronger man, tougher politician, smarter politician, more powerful politician than Donald Trump has ever been in his life. And Lyndon Johnson gave up. And so if Lyndon Johnson can give up on reelection, then there's no telling what might happen. And so there are plenty of lessons like that in 1968 that are relevant to the way we look at our situation today.
Right, but even then, as dark as it was with everything that was going on, we didn't have a president that turned his vicious anger on the press.
No, but that's a relatively minor, you know, that's just a show. That's just a performance thing. There's no real harm done in that. And in fact, it only gives the press more
power.
It just brings more attention to the press. No one has been as stupid. And the thing to remember about Donald Trump, the key word that is often neglected in the coverage of Donald Trump, is how incredibly rank stupid the man is. And so he does damage to himself every single day. And people make the mistake of thinking what he does not harm himself simply because he still has the job. You have it. The job has a term to it. You know, of course he has the job. You have the job for 4 years. But Donald Trump has harmed himself with every one of these crazy things that, you know, that he has done publicly, and that's why he lost the midterm elections, and that's why he's never converted a voter to his side since he became president, and he's been so stupid he hasn't even tried to.
Well, and as you point out, this is, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but one of the strangest times, not as maybe as dark as 68 in many ways, but still, even Mrs. Trump, when we see now the former First Lady on tour with her new book, and then we see Mrs. Trump, again, a turning on what could be considered their own, which we very rarely hear First Ladies attack.
No, it's not very rarely. Melania Trump has done things that no other First Lady has ever done, and the press always wants to couch this in very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
No, she just tried to fire somebody publicly, without the person actually being fired by the president. She tried to assume the powers of the presidency publicly. No. Spouse of the president has ever done that before. Sure, there have been some powerful wives of the president who have advised the president in the background about who to hire or who to fire or what to change. Of course, that's been there. But they've all been very professional about it and very careful about it. And they didn't try to seize the president's power publicly as Melania Trump did.
Yeah, amazing. You talk about Ronald Reagan. By the way, if you've just joined us, Lawrence O'Donnell talking about his new book, Playing with Fire, involves the 1968 election. And all of that time comes back to life, and it was a turbulent, we have to remember Vietnam and all the anger and the assassination. What about President Reagan during those times? Did I hear you say at one point he was the Donald Trump of the 60s?
In many ways, he was. Since he came from television into politics, he was regarded as lightweight as Donald Trump was regarded at the beginning. And Ronald Reagan actually made a move to try to snatch the Republican nomination away from Richard Nixon at the convention. Ronald Reagan really was the darling right away of the right wing of the Republican Party, and was very charismatic figure. And so he came alarmingly close for Nixon of just snatching that nomination away from him. But of course, he was on his way on playing a longer game of getting that Republican nomination and eventually the presidency. But we saw his first moves on that, and they were really good inside moves, I have to say, in 1968.
Lawrence O'Donnell, as a kid, became fascinated with this time in history and continued all the way through. I always get the feeling, no matter what, that you are still the optimist, really believing in the system. Are you positive at all? We came apart in the 60s. We're certainly coming apart in many ways. At this point in time, can Humpty Dumpty be put back together again?
Yeah, well, I'm much more positive now than I was in 1968, and when we were in the middle of a war, and I was going to my first military funeral, and my cousin was killed in Vietnam. Much more positive about it. I think basically everything that's gone wrong can be rectified with our elections. We're on the way to that. Donald Trump just resoundingly lost the midterm elections. All the indicators are that he's on his way to losing again 2 years from now. He needed, as president, as all presidents do, he needed to convert people who did not vote for him. He has not converted one, and that means that the Democrat, whoever the Democrat is still on track to win at least 3 million more votes than Donald Trump, and it will not be difficult for the Democrat to put together the right electoral college formula to correct some of those campaign errors that the Clinton campaign made at the last minute in Wisconsin and Michigan.
I'm talking to Lawrence O'Donnell, The Last Word on MSNBC, his new book, Playing with Fire. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Joan Hamburg. You're listening to WABC.